Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
503, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRNBA, WIT. Wednesday, we will get through it. We do have thunderstorms going to be traveling through, through the overnight. But tomorrow and the next couple of days actually looks pretty nice. Some sunshine, a little warmer weather for a Friday and Saturday. It's going to be summer again, 85 degrees. Richmond City Council just fired their chief of staff, and nobody's talking about it. Well, let me rephrase that. It's been reported, but nobody's talking about why. Our friend Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, is going to be with us at 5:35, and we will, hopefully... get some answers. There's really nobody that is covering the activities and local things like, But in any event, we will let you know on that. You know, so many nice people, including Dr. Boyd, who is, he's like three of the funniest, smartest people I know. Just a great guy. And I know he was down at Better Floors because they actually told me. But he said, hey, any word on Heidi's radio code yet? It's still a big issue. Still a big issue. Our old car, what I always refer to as our project car, not because I was ever going to fix it, but because you'd be likely to find a car like that in the projects. But on my project car, the battery died a couple of weeks back. We were getting Heidi's musical chalet moved in and had to move it. It had been like 180 degrees or whatever it was, and the battery died, and then the radio code is not there, and so she can't drive the vehicle. I was like, well, you do know that the engine is fine, right? Knock on wood. And the tires are all good. And the ignition works. Can't drive it without the radio. Really? And I'm thinking, I've worked for 3+ decades in radio. And no offense to anyone, but I would happily drive in silence for an hour. Oh my gosh, what a thrill that would be. I would. But anyway, no, I'm sorry. I don't have any updates on that. I just reached out to Robbie over at Certified Auto Repair. So they're working on it. They got to, I guess, get in touch with the factory and do all sorts of neat stuff. But we'll keep you updated. I think we'll probably talk a little bit about it Saturday morning on In the Garage with Stan Andruski, best weekend radio show anywhere, 8 o'clock right here. Tim Walz is telling lies. Oh, Jeff, tell us something we don't know. No, I mean, these are like big lies. Tim Walz is the governor of Minnesota. And, you know, he's Kamala Harris's choice to, well, I guess be her comfort candidate because she kind of takes him everywhere. But he said that Donald Trump is trying to create a new government entity that will monitor all pregnancies to enforce their abortion bans. Regardless of where you might stand on that particular issue, and you know where I stand, but it's every part of that is a lie. And I don't mean a lie like, oh, I said I had mustard, I really had ketchup. I mean a lie like a lie. It's a biggie. It's such a biggie that even the left-wing fact-checking places are saying, that's just not true. That's going to earn you a couple of Pinocchios. First part of it is that Donald Trump has made very, 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 very clear he's not enacting any national abortion bans. He has no interest in that. And it's really interesting because those of us who are like passionately pro-life wish that he would have that, but he doesn't have that. He won't do that. And he sent it back to the states. And he's absolutely positively not setting up some, quote, government entity to monitor pregnancies. Could you imagine that? The Department of Pregnancies, if it were run like the DMV in some places, number one, you'd have to take a number. You'd have to ask the clerk, well, we've been thinking about having a baby. Oh, I'm sorry, sir, you don't have a permit for that. You're going to need to go over there and watch a video. It's like, well, I've watched those videos. That's why, you know, I kind of like to make, no, you're going to have to watch the video over there, and your wife's going to have to go to Windows 7. So that, are you kidding me? Yep. It's a complete and total lie. There's nothing true about it. So even for those people who are saying, I don't agree with you, Jeff, on this whole life issue, abortion issue, whatever you want to call it, you should take some degree of solace in that. That what is not going to happen is probably closer to what you want. It's just nuts. I have a victory. No, not for me. There's a girls' field hockey team up in Massachusetts, the other Commonwealth where we spent a lot of time. They were set to play another Massachusetts field hockey team, and they forfeited the match. Why? Because they're guys playing as girls on the other team. And the superintendent of this particular school district said there are times where we have to place a higher value on safety than on victory. We understand that this forfeit will impact our chances for a league championship and possibly playoff eligibility, but we remain hopeful, the superintendent wrote, that other schools consider following suit to achieve and promote fair competition for female athletes. Good. There's no hate in this. I can't believe that you people hate the trans. There's no hate. This is about saying that girls, when they take part in athletic competitions, should be playing against other girls. That's all. There's no hate. There's nothing negative, in fact. It is all positive. And in fact, wasn't this what Title IX was all about? Remember that? So that female athletes could have female sporting activities. And the Biden administration, the Harris administration, like, well, we want to change it so the guys who say they're gals can play. Well, why? If you have a daughter who's hoping to get a scholarship of some sort based on athletic skills, you better hope that she's playing against other girls, right? Could you imagine playing against boys, say, in a softball situation? I don't know how to break it to you. You're not getting that scholarship. Field hockey, you're not getting that scholarship. Swimming, you're not getting that scholarship. It is completely and totally unfair to girls. It is completely and totally unfair to women. Remember which party hates women. I mean, unless they're guys who say they're women, then they like them because they're... And what's the message there? That men make better women than women? That's a little twisted, don't you think? Speaking of twisted, we have another tasty tidbit from our Not Ready for Primetime Vice President. Cut number three, please.
January 6th, your vehicle was allowed to kind of pass a viable pipe bomb. We've seen...
No, I was in the building.
You were in the building. And we've seen what's happening with former President Trump. Do you have full confidence in the Secret Service to protect all of you?
I do.
You feel safe, you and your family?
I do. But, I mean, you can go back to Ohio. Not everybody has Secret Service. And there are far too many people in our country right now who are not feeling safe. I mean, I look at Project 2025, and I look at, you know, like the Don't Say Gay laws coming out of Florida. Members of the LGBTQ community don't feel safe right now. Immigrants or people with an immigrant background don't feel safe right now. Women don't feel safe right now. And so, yes, I feel safe. I have Secret Service protection. But that doesn't change my perspective on the importance of fighting for the safety of everybody in our country. And doing everything we can to, again, lift people up and not beat people down so they feel alone and are made to feel small and made to feel like they're somehow... not a part of it or us.
Aww. I don't feel included. Tough. I don't feel good. Hey. Hey. Dude. Dude. All right. Dude. Whatever you are. Take a lap. Walk it off. Rub some freaking dirt on it.
Good grief.
Good grief is right. What a maroon. Man,
what a maroon.
Thank you. I already did that, Bugs.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
But I appreciate the, you know, jumping in there to help back up. Wearing a Daffy Duck shirt today, by the way. Just because I love Daffy Duck. I've always loved Daffy Duck. There's just something about Daffy that I just think, man, how cool is Daffy? Bugs seemed to have his stuff together for the most part, but Daffy was always working an angle, wasn't he? He was. He was like the, he was the guy, man. If you needed something done, you know, well, everybody's got a guy, right? I got a lot of guys. I got a car guy, I got a house guy, I got a this guy, I got a that guy. And Daffy was the guy who had the other guys, and you had to know Daffy to know the other guys. But anyway, she's moaning and whining there. Oh, my God, there's some people who don't feel good. Well, welcome to life. Why on earth should you deny college scholarships to girls because there are boys who are pretending they're girls so that they can, well, get those college scholarships? How about that for a change? How about dealing with the real world? I know it's a big ask, but you know somebody should actually ask the question. Teamsters Union has said they will not endorse anybody in the presidential election. Now, the reason for that is that by a greater than 2-1 margin, when they did an internal poll, 2-1 plus, Teamsters want Donald Trump to be reelected president. The interesting thing is that they're not endorsing anyone, which you would think, well, they would endorse Trump. They can't do it, right? Because they're kind of in the back pocket of the Democrats. But by not endorsing Kamala Harris, make no mistake, it is a de facto endorsement of Donald Trump. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I'm just wild about Daffy. What can I tell you? It is 521, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. A nice note here, a couple of things. Jeff, I gotta tell you, Pittsburgh is absolutely drivable. You can do it in one day. Well, I mentioned that because Joe and Emily, who are now sort of a team, it seems like. Well, I mean, if I see him, then I see her, so I just kind of figure, you know. So anyway, Joe and Emily are going to see Megadeth this evening. They're on their way. They left here. They're going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I guess, they're 20 years old, so they can do what they want, right? It's not like Heidi and I can say, well, you can't do that. They're 20 years old, it's their money, it's their car, and what have you. But I still get a little nervous. I really do. I guess they're, you know, my kids are always going to be my kids. And I know Emily's not my kid, but, you know, she's here all the time, so I worry about her, too. But anyway, so they're going for that. They were supposed to see Megadeth last week at the Raceway. And they had some sort of technical issues, and I'm not sure what it was, but I know that it impacted Peter Frampton the other night as well, right? That was canceled. So Joe got this idea, we should go see Megadeth wherever they're playing next. And I didn't even think about it. I just, oh, well, okay. I thought he meant the next time they come to Central Virginia, or, you know, maybe they'd be playing up around D.C. Nope, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And they said, yeah, we're going. So there they go. So that's why I'm talking a little bit about Pittsburgh. My only hope is they bring me back one or two or six of those Primanti sandwiches. That really is the best thing to ever come out of Pittsburgh. Primanti Brothers had a sandwich shop. Now they have a whole bunch of them, but they had these sandwich shops. And guys would come in, were working in the factory, and they didn't have a lot of time to eat lunch. So they'd order a sandwich and French fries, but they could only eat the sandwich, and everybody left the French fries. So finally, the Primanti Brothers said, you know what we're doing? We're just putting the French fries right on the sandwich, and that is what they're famous for. And as crazy as it sounds, it actually works. It works pretty doggone well, in fact. And are you not thrilled? I know we're not supposed to laugh at other people's misfortune, but come on! That the Israelis, Mossad, have been able now to blow up pagers, and today it's more pagers and it's walkie-talkies. Again, I know that you're not getting the best and the brightest joining Hezbollah. I got it. These are not the brightest folks on the porch. But if you're going to work today in your Hezbollah terror cell, and one of your idiot commanders says, hey, we got you a new beeper, I'm thinking I'm going to go the other direction. I'm just saying. It's like circumcision by beeper, you know? Well, so there's new beepers, new pagers. Who knows what's next? You know what? If I'm in Hezbollah, I am not putting anything in the microwave, and I'm getting paper plates because I just got a sneaking suspicion. Yeah, the dishwasher has been attacked as well. All right, you got a couple of moments here. Get on over to WRVA.com. Would you please get yourself your tickets for Politics and Pints? It's October the 16th. My buddy John Reed and I will be there. Should be a great time. John, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. It's 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. Yeah. I got a very nice note here, from Karen. Sends me an email. I sometimes forget to give you the email address, don't I? Jeff at thejeffcatshow.com. Why? Because it always works. That's why. Jeff at thejeffcatshow.com. Jeff, listening to your chat with Yale, I caught the last part of it. You were talking about the situation with Jewish students on campus. Well, as a New Yorker who relocated to Richmond 3 years ago, I've had no luck connecting with the Jewish community. Wow. My daughter just graduated a prominent university. She was tormented her last year, as she was vice president of Hillel and very, very open about being Jewish on her campus. I'd love to get in touch with you or your guest because I want to know more about what's going on in Virginia. Karen. All right. Well, Karen, we'll send the information to you for sure. I think it's a terrible thing, but this Ghazala Hashmi essentially had a like a dog and pony show. And it's all designed clearly to cover up the vicious anti-Semitism and the pro-Hamas nonsense that has happened on college campuses. No invitation to the university police departments. Each of those universities, by the way, has their own law enforcement agencies. There's UVA police and VCU police. If you're going to be talking about VCU, why did you not ask John Venuti to go out there? John Venuti is the chief of police there. He's been there forever. Why would you not ask him to come and testify? Who did you get? Michael Rao? Michael Rao's busy. He's counting his money. He doesn't have time to go talk to you. How about the professor who canceled classes rather so that the students could go and voice support for Hamas? Did she come to testify too? What about out at UVA? UVA is an absolute utter disaster. And if you're with me on X, you can see some of the stuff that comes in from guy by the name of Charlottesville Bubble. I don't actually know who it is, but he shares all of the nonsense from the Daily Progress out there. So make sure you're following me on X. That's where you'll see everything. Jeff Katz Show on X. Jeff Katz Show on X. My buddy Mike Dickinson is very, very active on X. That's where you're going to find his reporting. He's an honest-to-goodness citizen journalist. A lot of people know about Andy Ngo on the national basis. Well, I got news for you. Mike does it for us in Central Virginia, and so much of the stuff he uncovers, like this Act Blue nonsense, it goes national. Everybody's paying attention to him. Mike, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm happy to hear your voice and anxious to hear what you know, perhaps about the city council firing of their chief of staff. Any ideas?
I'm not surprised, but I know that there's a burgeoning scandal there with unaccountability and money that's going on. Mm-hmm. We have a situation there where about a week and a half ago, Jim Osuna, RVA's inspector general, he finally released, after 5 years, the city's finally released the report on financial misconduct that's been going on within the city. They're supposed to publish these when they come out.
Right.
But LeVar Stoney doesn't follow the law anyway, so he's been sitting on them, and they finally came out about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And I suspect that this latest firing is strongly tied to that, because we have a situation where money is just gone. I mean, one of the common things that you teach somebody in high school is to balance their checkbook, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, I think everyone who's a functioning adult knows how to balance their checkbook and make sure the amount of money coming in matches what's going out and it all equals out.
That's
However,
right.
In the city of Richmond, we know for a fact that the city of Richmond did not balance their ledger for the last 3 years. Nobody checked it. Nobody double-checked to make sure that the money was there, the money matched up, the profit-loss statements matched up. And as a result, the city of Richmond on the city ledger overstated $12 million in cash that they didn't have. How do you make a $12 million error? I mean, I don't know. LeVar Stoney has these clowns running the city of Richmond that can't balance a checkbook and that are unable to run things like they would a business. And it's because he hires all these people that are government workers forever. They've never worked in the real world or have basic skills to do that.
$12 million. That is not a rounding error.
Yes, they overstated their worth by $12 million. Nobody balanced the ledger at the city of Richmond for the period of a couple years. Nobody went through and said, we have X amount of money going out. This is where the money's going out. We have X amount of money coming in. This is the money coming in. And it was $12 million worth of money that it wasn't there or just never materialized. And I mean, some of these basic things are things that you would think somebody with some common sense would have uncovered long ago. You have all these people working in the city of Richmond administration making six-figure salaries.
Yep.
And somehow you've got a social services office. You've got personal information on recipients of social services that's just disappearing and being taken out. The people are figuring out who's on the government benefits and then using their names and social security numbers to go and get more benefits that they don't know about. So you got identity theft going on in the city of Richmond. And the public works department, you have an operational manager whose wife submitted contracts for city bids, and then he overinflated the invoices by $600,000, and nobody caught that.
Oh, wow.
And then you have an audit where you've got employees on the clock at the city of Richmond. They're on the clock, and they're either not coming in, they're observed sleeping, they're observed playing video games, and no one's monitoring any of this.
That is incredible. Now, do any of these things constitute an actual crime? Can anybody be arrested and prosecuted for this?
Well, I think a bunch of them actually are crimes.
Okay.
Whether they'll get investigated and prosecuted or not is another question.
Yeah.
Or if LeVar and the city council are just going to fire people and make them sign NDAs on their way out the door, because that seems to be par for the course in the city of Richmond. Is we're going to fire you, but sign this NDA so you don't say anything bad about LeVar Stoney or any of us on the way out, because we can't help that we're incompetent. So please sign this.
Right. All right. We'll let you keep whatever you stole, and we'll keep doing what we're doing. But as long as nobody knows all the details, we'll all be okay. It's just outrageous. Are you following at all this Ghazala Hashmi nonsense? She's having these so-called hearings that really are serving as cover for some of these pro-Hamas protesters.
Yes, and, I'm so sick of the local media in Richmond and the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Somebody at the Richmond Times-Dispatch is in love with this pro-Hamas protester, Serene Hadid. Mm. She's a VCU student. And every day of the week, they put her picture in the paper and her name in the paper. And I don't understand what their fascination is with her.
Yeah.
She's a college student who's protesting.
Okay. Right.
Every single time, they put her name and picture in the paper like she's doing something heroic supporting the Hamas.
Wow.
And I don't understand why they don't go and equal it out. Yael Levin is a great patriot in Hanover, and
yep.
I've never seen her interviewed once in the Times-Dispatch. Why don't they go and interview some people on the other side and get some other views instead of just constantly hyping up and making these people like her, Serene Hadid, look like they're doing something heroic?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Times-Dispatch has a love affair with her. Somebody at the Times-Dispatch is in love with her. I don't know who it is,
mm-hmm.
but somebody does.
Wow.
But,
wow. All right. Now, Mike, I've only got 2 minutes left, and I would be shirking my responsibilities if I didn't mention this brand new Vince McMahon bio coming out on Netflix. Are you excited about this?
I'm excited to see what's going on with it. I know a lot of wrestlers have said they want to see it, and they're going to reserve judgment on him until they see it.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what they talk about. And, you know, Vince McMahon is a master of stories. And I think the one quote that's on the trailer that they've shown on Netflix is, you only know about me what I've showed you about me. You don't know the real me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's going to be fascinating. Hey, Mike, remind everybody where they can find you on X, because I want everybody following you and reading your stuff.
Go over on X at MikeD4RVA. MikeD4RVA.
All right. Well, listen, Mike, I always appreciate you being here. And all kidding aside, after that that bio drops on Netflix and you and I have both had a chance to see it, I want to get you back. We'll talk about that instead of some of this other stuff. Just one second. How's that? Will it work for you?
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, my friend. That is Mike Dickinson, MikeD4RVA over on X. Mike is doing the hard work. I'm just telling you right now. He is uncovering things and exposing things and investigating things. And if you're not following him, you're really, really, really missing out. Another thing that you could miss out on if you wait is Politics and Pints. That's happening October the 16th at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell. Probably going to be the last time we're down there for a while. And we've got Brian Kilmeade coming in. Dana Lash is coming in. Of course, I'll be there and John Reed will be there. And you should be listening to John in the morning anyway, 6 a.m. But go get your tickets before they're all sold out. WRVA.com. WRVA.com. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I love Daffy. What can I tell? I got a little Daffy standing over there on the credenza. I'm wearing my Daffy Duck. I'm wearing a Daffy Duck T-shirt this afternoon. I do believe I have more than one. I like Daffy. What can I tell you? I always thought he was an interesting character. I've got enough time here that I've got to share something I think is very serious. Lindsey Graham. You know, he's a U.S. senator from South Carolina. And he was part of a hearing, and well, you know what? Just take a listen, please, to cut number four.
Let me ask you: the DNI said Iran. We have observed actors tied to Iran's government posing as activists online, seeking to encourage protest, and even providing financial support to protesters. Does anybody doubt that? Okay. Mr. Stern, is it Hamas's goal to destroy the Jewish state?
Absolutely. Hamas.
Is Hezbollah's goal to destroy the Jewish state?
Absolutely.
Is it Iran's goal to destroy the Jewish state?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Berry, do you agree with that?
I think these are complicated questions. I really don't want to talk about foreign policy.
That's the most ridiculous Senator, testimony ever given in this committee.
Yeah.
So if you think it's complicated to figure out that Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran wants to kill all the Jews, I should not listen to anything else you got to say.
Okay. May I, Senator,
and I won't.
If I may,
Rabbi,
Senator.
Rabbi.
I think we started.
Do you believe that Hamas, Hezbollah, and Iran are out to kill all the Jews and destroy Israel?
I believe they're out to destroy the Jewish state and kill all the Jews.
Okay, so I do too. And I believe Iran's behind this. And what I would like this committee to do is deal with the systematic problems that exist regarding what's going on American colleges today.
How about that? Now, that's a little bit different from, you know, our state senator, Ghazala Hashmi, who invited a number of people to show up and say, what are you going to do? You make no mistake. Lindsey Graham is right on that. He's absolutely, completely, totally right on that. And it is painful to look at some of our college campuses and see young people wearing keffiyehs with the pattern of Hamas. And they're wearing them to show support. And they are talking about globalizing the Intifada. They don't apparently know what the Intifada is. They don't know what Intifada means. Because they would be victims of the Intifada. You've got really bizarre groups standing up and throwing their support behind Hamas. Every time I see a chapter of, what is it, Queers for Palestine? There was a drag queen show to raise money. And I'm thinking, guys, take your show on the road. There's an organization now offering $1 million to a drag queen or a set of drag queens if they will go on tour. They're going to give them $1 million if they are able to secure a performance in Gaza. So far, nobody's taken them up on it. Maybe they should expand it. It doesn't have to be Gaza, right? Couldn't they offer them the $1 million to perform anywhere in the Middle East, you know, except for Israel? See, in Israel, they could absolutely perform and nobody would give a crap. That's what's so twisted about this. The only place that the queers for Palestine or the drag queens for Hamas or any of these other fakakta groups could exist is in Israel. The only place they would be protected, the only place that they could live peacefully and happily and nobody would hurt them. Anywhere else in the Middle East, well, suffice to say, if you were able to get a one-show performance booked, that would be it. You wouldn't have to worry about going on tour because you're not making it out of there at all. It's crazy. Just absurd. Hey, tomorrow morning, my friend John Reed is going to be here. I want to make sure you are listening to John starting at 6 a.m. And if you haven't gotten your tickets for Politics and Pints yet, boy, oh boy, you got to act quickly because they are just about all gone. WRBA.com, the only way to get them. It is bad weather, so please beware the weather. Drive carefully. God willing, you and I get the chance to do this all over again tomorrow, starting at 3. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.